Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. My name is Annie Fry, and I'm here with my co-host, Erica Murphy of Magic Expeditions. And we are talking about a topic today. I'm excited to talk about this because we are discussing what happens when things don't go according to plan, which sometimes
never happens.
No, it's going to happen. I promise you it's going to happen. And sometimes when things don't go according to plan, it's for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when things don't go according to plan, you need to like stay focused in the moment, figure out how to solve the problem so you can get right back to vacation, to having a great time. And the first tip that I'm going to give you, and this is probably going to be a common thread throughout it, is to work with a Disney travel agent. You can choose Erica, and you can find her, Erica at magicexpeditions.com, Erica with a K, or another Disney travel agent. If you have a friend or a family member who's earmarked, use them. Erica is the best, but if you've got a friend or family member, I encourage you to support them as well. A lot of these things that we're going to talk about, Erica, you can help navigate while they're on their trip.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things, too, that comes up a lot, because there is so much planning that goes involved into a Disney vacation, so much more than, you know, just a normal vacation that you'd go to, that you would think that I've thought of everything. Yeah. I've got it planned. I've got everything planned. But inevitably, something is going to change. Something is going to happen. And you have to make sure that you're flexible, that you can only plan so much.
Mm-hmm.
And having these kind of plan Bs, so to speak.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a plan C.
Sometimes it's
plan
a
plan B. Or plan H, like if there's a hurricane coming.
Yes. Can't control the weather.
Depending on when you are listening to this, it could be in hurricane season, it could not. But if you're going to Florida, it's probably going to rain. Doesn't really matter the time of year. You might encounter mm-hmm. rain. You have to plan for rain. Tell me what people need to know about going to Florida, especially during hurricane season, which I am thinking is like July through September-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could start. I know this year in 2024, it started a little bit earlier than expected. What kind of options do people have?
Well, I mean, bring a poncho.
Yes.
I mean, it's Florida, so it's going to rain. I mean, it typically rains for about an hour and then, you know, goes. But then during hurricane season, you know, it absolutely... It could rain, and it could rain a lot. And there could be some different things, like flights could be delayed because of weather. Could be things that, you know, I mean, your whole day could be derailed because of a really bad storm. And, you know, maybe you don't want to go to the park that day. So just kind of having something in your back pocket. I don't want you to have to deal with dealing with a canceled flight while you're on vacation, because that can be stressful.
Yes.
So working with an agent can kind of take that emotion out of it for you, because
on flights and stuff?
So I typically have my clients book their own flights, just because there is a level of, you know, I want you to get your own points. I want you to book your own flights. I want you to get your time and your seats and all that. But I can guide you.
Yeah.
And I can also call on your behalf. So, you know, if a flight is delayed, you know, something like that, I have been the one that has stood in the 2-hour line crying because, you know, my flight's delayed and I don't know what to do. And just being able to call your agent and kind of having that person there for you that can call
yes.
instead of standing in that angry line of people.
An extra set of objective eyes and ears
yeah.
and voice is an incredible thing to have. So if you have to adjust your plans, I know that there are hurricane, I don't know what the right word is, contingencies at mm-hmm. Disney. They don't shut down the parks very often.
Not often, but they have.
Yes. So, I mean, it's a possibility. And
yeah.
another thing about hurricane season that people may not know as much is Disney in Lake Buena Vista, most people think of it as Orlando, Central Florida, very fortified.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Floridians will go to Disney to get away from mm-hmm. a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So people might flock to the central part of the state there and hunker down at Disney, which is mostly just to say, if you happen to be there and something came about, you're pretty safe.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, they do. It's Disney, so they're going to do their best to
yeah.
bring you the Disney magic. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've seen where they've brought the characters to the resorts and, you know, had fun things in the different resorts to kind of still make it magical
mm-hmm.
while you're there. Because, you know, it can be scary, especially if you're from out of town and there's a big storm coming through.
Something else that I can think of on a smaller scale, not hurricane season, rain recently this summer. Summer 2024, when I was on the trip with my family, we had paid for the Fantasmic VIP mm-hmm. package so that when we ate our lunch at Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, we would get tickets to be able to access the VIP seating at Fantasmic, which I recommend specifically because to me, it's less time that I have to wait in line to get a seat, and it's a better seat. So I've come in much later than you're supposed to and been able to get just a fine seat, center stage. Everything's great. Fantasmic got rained out that night.
Yeah.
And that night, there were a lot of frustrated people who had paid for that. I mean, it's a significant investment. I always think of Disney as a money versus time thing. And if I'm investing a little extra dollar in saving myself a lot of time, sometimes I feel like that is a good financial investment as well. And at the end of the night, we were standing in line, and I think that the ultimate result was they would give you back $10 on a gift card per ticket that you bought. I have a family of six, so I could get $60 back. I mean, the meal was, we paid at least $50 a person.
Right.
So it was like a 20% return. But when I went to talk to guest services about it, we had kind of two parties in our one party, and we wanted to see Fantasmic. The other two people in our party were not going to be there another night where they were going to be able to see Fantasmic. So I worked with guest services and told them, you know, the six of us would really like to go back, and the other two can't. So they gave gift certificate or gift cards to the other two. And they gave us, they told us, like, pick the day you want to go back. And if you had multiple shows, the time you're going to go back, you can go back to this. And they had our name on, like, this little list to go back. So, you know, that's something that I'm not 100% sure in that moment that a travel agent would be able to help you with that specifically. But when things don't go according to plan at Disney, go to a cast member in guest services and please, please, please be calm. You are very, very likely not the only person who's had that problem that day.
Yeah.
And they see an influx. That's their job all day, is to talk to people who are having problems. When you go talk to them and you're calm and you're upfront, like, this is the situation, they will always say to you something to the effect of, what is it that you would like to have done to make this better? Like, they'll just straight up ask you, which is a really big question to ask. Like, oh, I'd like $1 million.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that. If you're rational about it and you're calm about it and respectful about it, I'm going to tell you that way more often than not, you're going to walk away from that conversation feeling resolved. Like, okay, the cast member didn't cause the rainstorm. It was the safe thing to do to cancel Fantasmic that night. Go have that conversation with them and be respectful. And at the end of the day, you got to let go of what you couldn't control and be glad that you made it better. And move on with your vacation. But go find that cast member when things aren't going right and just be open and honest. They get it. They are there to make your vacation get right back on track.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point, too, because I think a lot of people listening to this is probably their first time going. And I mean, I try and think, you know, I have a different advantage because I don't know any different. I've been going to Disney my whole life. Yeah. So I don't know what it's like to not be a Disney person. But I think of being never going before, not knowing what to expect, having all of this, like, it's overwhelming. And then all of a sudden you're there. And now the one thing that you wanted to do is now rained out. Like, what do you do? Where do you even go? Like, how overwhelming must that feel for somebody?
Yeah.
So, you know, just knowing that that's what the cast members are there for.
Yeah.
And,
they truly want to help.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that really set in for Disney so much for me. I have only recently, 2018 is when we came to Disney World for the first time as a family. The thing that struck me so much was how actually pleasant and helpful the cast members there were.
Yeah. And I mean, they call it pixie dust, that, you know, that's what their main objective is to make you feel like, you know, there's magic there, and that when something doesn't go right, that there's magic that can make it better for you. And whether that's a fast pass to come back at a different time or a different show or a gift card, or, you know, you drop your Mickey ice cream and they give you another one, you know, something like that, just to make the trip magical. But you know, if this is your first time going, you don't know that that exists, or that's even something that you can ask for. You don't know what you don't know. So, you know, I think that's really good advice, is just, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. It doesn't hurt to talk to somebody, talk to guest services, talk to a cast member, and just see what they can do.
Yeah. Understand the fair market value of what you invested in, what your loss is, and then respectfully approach a cast member and tell them the situation, and they're going to do what they can to try to make it right. Don't ever, I mean, I've seen people, I've been in line watching people walk up and be very entitled and very aggressive and angry. And I don't really feel like it ends the way they want to. And sometimes when they do get what they want, they don't really leave looking satisfied.
Well, yeah.
Because they were unhappy to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, just go in, try to rectify the situation. Don't ask for something that is 8 billion times greater than your loss, but mm-hmm. know that they're there to help.
Yeah.
Transitioning into another major thing that can kind of derail your vacation, things don't go according to plan, is that when you have something health related come up. It is Disney World. There are thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people sharing a space in the hot, you know, Florida sun and close quarters. You're standing in line. I think back to during COVID when they had like 6 feet line
markers,
separations. And I'm just like, let's put that back.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. Not realistic, I understand. But you are going to come up with something. Somebody is going to. I don't hardly ever leave any vacation where I'm around people without some sort of sniffle or mm-hmm. something afterwards. You could go and get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I know lots of people. I myself have gone and come back with COVID. Been able to get past it just fine. But I carry hand sanitizer with me. I don't know if it's effective or if it's like a mental crutch mm-hmm. for me. But there are a lot of things that can come up and you will have to, you know, you've got your whole vacation planned out and then you have to address, did I get COVID? Did I get a cold? We've had the one thing that really dramatically impressed me when we went in January of 2024 was our daughter, our 3-year-old, she was 2 at the time, she kind of had started to get a rash and all of a sudden she was getting really fussy and we called our pediatrician and they're like, we really need to see her. We're like, we're in Florida.
Yeah.
You're going to need to come to Florida.
Yeah.
You're going to come have to see her if you want to see her. Otherwise, she's my 4th kid. Yes, I think I know what's best for my kid. Yes, I understand and respect my pediatrician's decision to not just prescribe stuff over the phone. But we found out right away, and I think we were talking with you about it. It was Advent Health.
Yeah.
And it's a Disney-provided partnership with Advent Health. And you can do telehealth calls through this. I mean, I think for us, it cost us like an urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? Copay or whatever?
Yeah.
It might be different. Check your insurance and everything. But we got a solution very quickly. Like, we were in the parks when we noticed that things were, she was starting to not look good. And so we ended up in an Epcot family bathroom, my husband did with Molly, to do a telehealth visit that got us an antibiotic. And we had an antibiotic in less than 24 hours. And, you know, that way we were able to take care of our own kid, respect the people around us, and get her back on track as soon as possible. And this is a service that Disney provides. Of course, you have, most people have access to telehealth through their own personal health insurance or whatever. I can speak very highly, like, before you go to Disney, Google Advent Health, Disney World, and get to know them a little bit. Keep the number, bookmark the website, because it's super, super helpful.
Yeah. And I've even had clients that have had separate occasions where they've come down with the flu while they were there or something has happened. And even the cast members that were there, I had a single mom that went with her son, and that was the trip that she was able to go on. And, you know, and she was so bummed that this is, you know, this is, she ended up getting the flu and she couldn't. And the cast members actually brought her soup every day, brought her tea, her favorite tea. Like, they just really go above and beyond. You know, they didn't have to do it. I'm not saying that happens every time. Mm-hmm. It's probably not standard procedure, but I mean, they are there to make your trip magical. And they knew that it was a single mom. She was there with her son. You know, they gave him stuff for the arcade so that there was stuff he could do, you know, while she was in her room and couldn't leave. So, you know, and they ended up giving them tickets to come back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for
them. I don't even know if I should probably say that, because that's probably, you know, a one-off thing. But
Well, I mean, that's going back to what I said before. You can go to guest services and you can be open and be very honest and be very respectful. And then they'll do what they think individually to your individual circumstances of what they can do to make it right. And there's no, like, I've never seen and never heard of any, this is what we do in these situations.
Right.
It's really case by case, which is why bringing a positive attitude to the situation, even if you're like really at the top level of your stress capacity, is really important. With the health thing, too, I have experienced being with people who have gotten the all famous Disney rash. And Disney rash is something that if you haven't experienced it yourself, is something that exists like in the medical community that they call it Disney rash, like when it has nothing to do with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an inflammation of, I think it's like the blood cells or blood vessels or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, obviously it's like a circulation thing when it comes with the heat and standing when you're not used to it.
Walking 25,000 steps a day or whatever it is. And some people might be more susceptible to others. But in this instance, we went to first aid, which is where the baby care centers are. And like the individual filled out a quick form, was given some Benadryl right there. Like there was no cost to that. They just said, here's what I'm experiencing. They had nurses. They're like actual RNs that are in the first aid area. And, you know, they had even said, like, normally Disney rash looks like this. And I'm thinking that maybe this could be something else. So they gave them the medical advice to follow up with something maybe a little more in depth with the first aid. But if you've got a cut, when I was in there, someone came in and, like, I don't know how they sliced their finger, but they needed a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Or Band-Aids. And they got it. They came in, they took care of it, they disinfected it, put some, you know, whatever salve on it and Band-Aid, and then they were off to the races or whatever. So those type of health things, big or small, you need a Band-Aid or you've got COVID, you're going to be able to be taken care of. There are measures that are there. Get your, take, prioritize your health. And then get back into the vacation, whether it's this time or maybe the next time because of, you know, varying circumstances. Disney is absolutely there to help guide you through that to make sure that you do still have a magical vacation. Yeah.
And kind of on that line, too, again, talking with working with an agent, you know, there's things that are in place, too, that maybe you didn't book a stroller. And then once you get there, you're like, oh, my gosh, I really, my kid's really tired. I need a stroller. And so you need those kind of last minute rentals. You know, I had somebody that is one of my clients that is turned into a good friend of mine that her husband, like, 3 days before they left, broke his leg playing tennis. And so,
I bet, you know, she wanted to kill him.
Yeah. So she's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, let's get Tiny Tim a little scooter and it'll be fine. You know, so last minute rentals, you need to get a stroller on site. You need to get a scooter on site, something like that. That's something that we can arrange even while you're on property. Sometimes it's a little bit harder if they're, you know, booked out, but working with an agent, they can definitely help navigate, you know, that there, you have options so that you're not just like, my 5-year-old that normally doesn't need a stroller is now exhausted after the first day. I probably should get one just for, you know, whatever reasons.
Well, you can reach out directly to Erica, erica@magicexpeditions.com, erika@magicexpeditions.com. And also the Pixie Dust Podcast is on Facebook. And if you connect with us there and DM the Facebook page, it comes right to us. And we would be happy to just answer your questions or, you know, get to know you, have another Disney fan in our little family here. Or if you were looking to have more conversations deeper about possibly planning a trip, Erica can help you with that. Erica, one thing that we had this past, this is the first time we've ever driven.
Yeah.
We've always flown. We are trying to save our, I have 6 people in my family, like I mentioned before. So it's a pretty penny to fly round trip to Orlando for us. Generally speaking, I try to fly one way on points and one way on cash. It makes it a little more affordable. We're trying to go to Hawaii next year.
Yeah.
So I am hoarding Southwest Airlines points like a crazy person. So we said, okay, fine. This year is the perfect year to try driving. See if we like it. And save like $2,500 or something crazy. And we get halfway. I don't know if we crossed the Florida Georgia line. We're coming from St. Louis. And the rear air conditioning blower stops working in July.
Yeah,
in
that's
Florida.
Fun. 6
so
people.
The front AC is cranked up. Everything's blowing super cold, blowing great in the front. In the back, it's just not working. We get about halfway through Florida. I don't know if my husband hit a bump or something. Boom, blower starts working again. Okay, let's just keep it right here. So the AC was blown in the rear of the van. It's a Chrysler Pacifica, 2019 or 2020, I guess. So not an old car, not a brand new car. And we're right around 100,000 miles on this thing. And we get to Disney and it stops working again. Lo and behold, we're like Googling like advanced auto parts or, you know, one of these other places that might be able to. I was just going to go and be like, hi, sir. My rear air won't work. Can you please help me? And see if they'd like be able to magically fix it for me. And we're Googling it and it says Disney Car Care Center. And we're like, Disney World Car Care Center? What is this? We'll come to find out, full service car care center on Walt Disney World property, right around the Epcot area. Mm-hmm. And we ended up taking it there. They looked it over real fast. They told us exactly what they thought it was without like tearing the car apart to get into things that the blower, I don't even remember what it was. And they ended up replacing it. They worked with, we had a warranty on the car. So it ended up costing us like $150 maybe, which nice, deductible yeah. and like a access fee or whatever. Worked with the warranty people, got it covered, and it works great now.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course they have a car care center. You yeah. got people driving from all over the place mm-hmm. to come here. Of course they have a car care center. And they were tops. And it's just like another one of those things. Like, we turned over a new leaf. I would like to not turn over new leaves at Disney where it's like car problems.
Right.
I'd like to turn over different leaves, but they did a great job. And it's just another perfect example of they've thought of everything.
Yeah.
They literally have. A funny story about that. I took the car to the car care center initially to get it looked at. And when I was leaving, I was by myself, and I'm not by myself at Disney World very much. I'm like, well, I've never driven around Disney World before because we've always flown. We've always been on Disney transportation. I'm like, I'm going to go to Starbucks. I'm getting me some coffee. So I just poked it into my GPS and I'm driving. And what do you know? I'm at the Epcot gates, and I like pulled up, and I'd never even parked a car at Disney. I'm like, they rolled the window down. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I am by myself for like 30 minutes this morning, and I wanted Starbucks, and I think it's taking me to the Starbucks at Epcot. And they're like, it is. And they're like, there was two 20 something females. Mm-hmm. They're like, we think you should go. And I was like, I can't go because I was not dressed for it or anything. Yeah. But I almost did.
Yeah.
Just going to Epcot by myself
yeah.
for a coffee and then to leave. But they, you know, when you're driving around Disney, something new for us, and something doesn't go right with your car, they can fix it. If you're walking through Disney and someone doesn't feel well,
mm-hmm.
they can help you. I don't know. I'm not going to say they can fix it, but they can help you. They've got medication on site. They've got nurses on site. They've got people who you can access.
Yeah. That car care center, too, they have rentals there on site, too.
Yes.
So, like, if you were to fly down, and a lot of people will do, like, a beach trip after, and you want to rent a car to go to the beach, like,
That's
you can fly down.
I
you
saw
can rent
the rental
it.
Place.
Yeah. And then, like, go to the beach.
Kind of in conjunction with the health part. But this can go both ways. Changing the length of your stay. Mm. I bet this happens way more often than I probably realize. Mm-hmm. You as a travel agent, Erica, probably deal with this somewhat frequently. But ironically, on this last trip because we stayed with two different groups. One group decided to shorten their stay and just leave earlier that mm-hmm. day. We didn't have to like change hotel reservations or anything. But the first group, due to weather raining out Fantasmic, they ended up saying, we really wanted to see that show. That was
yeah.
like tops of what we wanted to do. I think we want to stay on our last day and go see Fantasmic. That was like the really important thing to do. And so they asked me, like, do you think we could get a room? They were just thinking like off property. And I'm like, well, let's look on property first.
Mm-hmm.
Get Erica on the phone. Yeah. And I did. I turned them over to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that that's one of the things, too, that, again, just having somebody that I think you guys were at the park when you were calling me, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly where we were. We were in Magic Kingdom and it was like going to rain. We had done Big Thunder Mountain and Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which mm-hmm. was great. And we were trying to figure out, like, what do we do next? And while we were deciding that, I was like, did you guys get a room yet? And they're like, no, what do you think we should do? And I'm like, Erica.
Yeah.
We should talk to Erica.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point is that, you know, you don't derail your day then. You can continue on and, you know, be in the Magic Kingdom and have your day. And then I was, you know, in the background looking up rooms and getting everything booked. And I just, you know, I send you a quick link for credit card information if I hadn't already booked the original.
That you got them, I think it was All Star Movies.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
it had a promo.
It was cheaper than anything that they were going to be able to book last
minute. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Like, I was just thinking to myself, I was so glad that I thought to talk to you in that moment, because I was just thinking maybe, because we had stayed at a Disney Springs hotel the night before, which I'm actually rethinking doing the next time. They had a free breakfast and everything, so I thought, but then we were like, we don't want breakfast, we want to get to the parks.
Right.
But I was really thinking, because I had never been in that position before, because I do DVC. So everything that I do mm-hmm. for room rental is through the timeshare that Disney provides, which is different than what Erica provides. And I didn't know what the best thing was. And I'm like, I know who does.
Yeah.
And you were able to turn that around so quickly. And to my knowledge, they didn't really have to miss a beat in their vacation. And they had, we had one, I guess we had one night left, I think, at Old Key West at that point. But the next morning, they knew where they were going. Luggage was transferred. They didn't have to do anything with that to go off property.
Yeah.
They went to the parks from Old Key West. And then when it's time to go home, they got on a bus to go back to All Star Movies. And it was seamless.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's also Disney. You know, Disney does a lot of things at putting that. But if you're a first time person and don't know that it exists, you don't know that it exists. Yeah. So that's why, again, just working with an agent, knowing that you have that resource, and then you're not having to spend an hour on the phone looking up, you know, trying to get things transferred and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, let us do it. We're behind a computer. You go enjoy your trip. Let us do the work here. Something that we can do from 1,000 miles away.
Anything else you want to highlight about? Because there's always like all the little things agents can, if they can't do it for you, they can absolutely guide you through it.
Yeah.
The more frequently you go, the less you would have to lean on an agent to do that. But I mean, seriously, I could have figured out what you did, but I didn't have to. Like, they were there to help you, or you were there to help them, and that worked out. Anything else that I'm forgetting?
No, and I think just even when you're not there, even like leading up to it, I've had people that even like the week before something has happened, you know, somebody got sick or, broke a leg. And then they wanted to, you know, completely redo their vacation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can do that. You know, we have the flexibility that if they have different dates that we can change that, that you don't have to feel like you're stuck, that you have to, you know, your kid has the flu and now you're leaving on Monday. You know, don't risk it. Don't bring your kid that's coming off the flu. If you have the availability that you can change the dates, work with your agent, change the dates.
And
you know?
I think too, I hope I'm recalling this correctly, that if you're staying on a reservation, Erica's booked a trip for you. Maybe it was you thought this is going to be the trip. This is the one. And then you're like, I have to come back, which is exactly what happened to me, that they offer bounce back offers.
Yeah.
So if you book within a, does it have to be before you check out?
So you have 7 days after you check out.
Okay. So if you book in that amount of time, they give you pretty deep discounts on your next booking. Am I correct that you can help them do that?
Oh, yeah.
Like
absolutely.
I remember calling, I think it was when I went in 2019, and I was like, we want to book our next trip, but I really want to use my travel agent. And they're like, oh, absolutely. They're our biggest assets. They were like bragging about the travel agents so that you can access those things and Erica can be there planning it for you. There's like a $200 commitment which is fully refundable. So you have to put $200 down to reserve that next trip at a deep discount. And when you're like leaving with the Disney blues, you've got somebody working on your next trip that, I mean, even if it's just an emotional booking, you can kind of pull back on it later, but you can still lock in those discounts and have somebody else dealing with the details while you do it.
Yeah. And I don't know how to say this without sounding, I don't know that it's advertised very well. Like, I think like if you're a new person going, you may miss
it. You could totally miss it.
You could totally miss it.
So, I didn't see it the first time that I went.
Yeah. So I always, like, I send out an email to my clients before they go, hey, you know, this is a thing. I talk to them when they get back, you know, just a reminder, because the thing is even if you're just thinking about going, you know, even if it's not, because that's refundable. So if you're like a thought that you might go back that next year,
lock in the discount.
Because also, if a better promotion comes out, like free dining or something, we can change it. But at least we have something. And then if you decide not to go, we can cancel it. And then you get your money back. And you can also change the dates.
Oh.
So I just have to book something to get you that discount. So
and
if
Erica,
you're like,
yeah, Erica can guide you through all of that and, you know, put something out there to help you get in the room that you want or the resort that you want. If you don't get in the resort you want, you can book something somewhere and modify it along the way.
Yeah.
But just another perfect example of why working with a Disney travel agent is the smartest thing you can do. It costs you literally nothing extra. And I almost guarantee you that along the lines of the timeline of planning that vacation, that working with Erica or another Disney travel agent, that you will save money, because Disney gives the travel agents a cut of what you book. You don't pay anything extra to use their services. So if you're going to be able to get great savings, new promos come out, they know about that right away, immediately when they're released, and they can help you access that. All right. I think that's about covering it.
Yeah.
There's always more. So we'll have to do more episodes.
Well, you know, and then you can only plan for so much. Something else changes.
Exactly.
And we've come full circle.
Yeah. I hate this phrase, but sometimes you need to pack your patience pants.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when I say it right now, but if you're actually in a situation where one might need to pull out their patience pants, that's when I will refuse to pull out my patience.
100%.
I'm like, you just said patience pants.
Yes.
And here I am saying it myself. Thank you for listening to Pixie Dust Podcast. We have a Facebook page. We would love to connect with you there. If you have any questions whatsoever about Disney World, traveling to Disney World, booking your next trip, there's no commitment whatsoever. You just reach out to us on Facebook, find us there, like the page, and start asking your questions in a DM. We'd love to talk to you. And make sure you reach out to Erica if you have any questions. You can ask her directly. It's Erica with a K, E-R-I-K-A, @magicexpeditions.com. Thanks for listening today. And until next time, we'll see you real soon.